This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I'm here. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, was the old name of the show. Now it's Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, because it's the only show in America 3 hours of shooting from the hip. That's a good phrase, by the way. I just made that up on the spot. 3 hours of shooting from the hip. And I want to start the news. I've got a commentary that's coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. But before I get to it, Democrat Joaquin Castro... Now, you might go, who? What? Where? Who the hell? Never heard of him? Running for president. Another one of the nobodies running for president that will never reach more than 0%. And he publishes a hit list of names and businesses of top Trump donors in his city and accuses them of fueling racism and opens them up to assault. This is what's going on in America today. Cory Booker demands all Trump rallies be canceled because they are breeding grounds for racism. You don't think these people are crazy? You don't think these people, like I've said time again, if any of them gets elected... See, the reason they scream Nazi, I'm a Jew, my relatives were murdered in Nazi Germany. I understand Nazis when I see them. These people are using Saul Alinsky philosophy. Stare in the mirror, and whatever you see... Call the other guy by that name. So when they stare in the mirror, they see that they are Nazis. They are communists. They are Stalin. They are Fidel Castro. They are the leader of Venezuela. And they scream out Nazi because they're looking at themselves in the mirror. They're all Nazis. I'm telling you, first of all, no Jew, and I happen to be Jewish, no Jew will be safe in this country if you give power to people that support AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. Just blatant anti-Semites who I believe would come after us. And no Republican conservative is safe. They're going to scream, and they're going to grab, and they're going to kick, and they're going to punch, and they're going to scratch with their fingernails and their toenails, and they're going to pull talk radio off the air. So there will be nothing left. They've already got every newspaper in America, almost, just about. Every TV station in America, almost, just about. And they're making major progress on Fox News, turning it towards the left. And they've got the entire education system, and they've got all the government employees, and they've got the whole social media, and they've got all the judges in the judicial system. They've got every union. They got everything. Everything you could ever want. All the colleges, all the kids, all the teachers' unions, all the brainwashing, all the propaganda belongs to the left except talk radio. Trust me when I tell you, they take power. Number one, they're coming after talk radio, the last vestige of conservatism. Number two, they're coming after you and me like the Nazis did for being conservatives. Don't forget, think I'm exaggerating. First of all, Obama was conservative compared to these people. And Obama used the government like a Nazi bully, like Stalin. Like Castro, like Venezuela's leaders, Hugo Chavez, etc., etc. Obama used the IRS to destroy his critics, including yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. You think these people are 50 times worse? You think they won't hesitate to wipe us out and to arrest us? Forget about IRS anymore. That was the nice guy Obama who used the IRS to try and destroy me. That was the nice guy Obama who used the government to come after his critics and opponents. Wait till you see what AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have in store for you if you're a Christian, if you're a Jew, if you support Israel, if you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, if you're a capitalist, if you believe in freedom. These people are crazy. All right, my commentary is titled, coming out in Thursday's newspapers, My Confession About Guns. Get ready for my confession. I'm white, male, and Republican. I dislike government. I believe in the Constitution. I demand a wall to secure our border. but I'm just getting started. I've watched violent TV shows and movies my whole life. I don't even watch a show unless it's cops versus bad guys, or military, or war, or mafia movies like Godfather, or Goodfellas. And I've owned guns for self-defense my entire adult life. I have a CCW, concealed weapons permit. I'm packing right now. I love to go shooting with my kids. I took my daughter shooting to celebrate her graduation at the top of her class from Harvard. And we shot machine guns. Yet somehow, some way, despite this resume that I've compiled, I've never shot anyone. I've never killed anyone. I've never committed a crime. Hard to believe, huh? Based on the hysterical propaganda coming from the media and Democrat presidential candidates, this weekend, all white male Republicans are killers. And Trump's to blame, along with 63 million Trump voters, along with me, Wayne Allyn, we're all to blame. And banning guns is the only answer. But they forgot to mention a few things. The 2018 annual report and sourcebook of federal sentencing statistics reports non-citizens, meaning illegal aliens, make up 7% of America's population, but commit 42% of federal crimes, six times their proportion of the population. Almost half of all American crimes on the federal level committed by illegals. Isn't it strange how all these foreign criminals killing American citizens doesn't bother the Democrat Party or the liberal media? No headlines, no hysteria, no calls for action. If Trump is responsible for every white mass shooter, why are Democrats responsible for the vast majority of the violent crime committed by criminals they let into the country with their open borders and then protect them? They protect them from deportation in their sanctuary cities. Why don't they get the blame? On the days leading to the two terrible mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, there were 60 shootings in Chicago. 60. It was so bad, Mount Sinai Hospital in Chicago had to stop accepting patients on Sunday because they hit maximum capacity in their trauma center. 60 shot? How did that escape the media's glare? A year ago, on the same weekend in Chicago, 74 people were shot, 12 killed, yet no blame for Democrats. Chicago already has the nation's strictest gun control laws, and they are a massive failure. But wait, I'm not done yet. Look south of the border. Don't take my word for it. Wikipedia, the liberal news site, reports, quote, Mexico has extremely restrictive laws regarding gun possession. There's only one gun store in the entire country of Mexico. Yet 889 people were killed in the first 7 months of this year in Juarez, Mexico, El Paso's sister city. In 2018, there were 25,339 murders in the country of Mexico. That was in 2018, and Mexico just set a new all-time record with 17,608 murders in the first half of this year. So they're going for the record. We're number one. We're number one in murder. In a country with one gun store, in a country with the strictest, most restrictive gun laws in the country, in the world. So I guess the problem isn't one race, it's not white people, it isn't one party, it's not Republicans, and it's sure not Trump. Did I mention the shooter in Dayton was a registered Democrat and a supporter of Elizabeth Warren? Is Trump to blame for that? It's funny how the media doesn't even mention that. And the problem isn't even mass shootings. They're horrific, but they make up a tiny percentage of murders. And the answer sure isn't strict gun control, because the facts prove in Chicago and Mexico and every place else in the world, it not only doesn't work, criminals don't care, but defenseless citizens are slaughtered because they can't get access to weapons to defend themselves. So please let's not jump to conclusions and make bad decisions based on one very tragic weekend. I'll have some common sense solutions that might actually work in my next column on Sunday. My column that comes out Thursday in the Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. It's titled, My Confession About Guns. I'm white, male, Republican. I can't stand government. I believe in the Constitution. I demand a wall to secure the border. And guess what? I'm a good guy. I've never killed anyone, never hurt anyone. It's called personal responsibility. You know? And this weekend in Chicago, I didn't mention, 60 people were shot leading up to the weekend, but 53 were shot, 7 dead in Chicago this weekend. So how come that's not a headline? How come only when a white mass shooter who says something that sounds something like he's a Republican or a conservative or a Trump fan, how come that gets the big news story but not the other one? And if you don't believe they're coming for your guns, if you're saying, Wayne, why did you say they're coming for our guns? It's not going to be a total coming for your guns. It's going to be a little something here or there. No, it's not. Biden says he's coming for assault weapons as 2020 Democrats urge a new ban in the wake of the shootings. Biden says, if you have an assault weapon, I'm coming for you. But he's calling for the same gun controls that already failed in Dayton, Ohio. They already had them in place, and it does not matter. And Beto O'Rourke says Australian gun control is on the table after the El Paso and Dayton shootings. You know what they did in Australia? They just took everybody's gun. Total, complete gun confiscation. When we get back, Elizabeth Warren says people who are hateful celebrate President Trump. But I'm wondering if she'll disavow because another far-left thug and Liz Warren devotee hurls death threats at Mitch McConnell. You think she might disavow him? We'll talk about that when we get back. And then we've got Morning Joe's Micah Brzezinski. She says Trump seems to want white nationalist terror attacks to happen. Oh, yeah. He's rooting for terror attacks to happen. All of us are. All us conservatives want terror attacks to happen. As if every time a white, you know, we shudder every time we hear about a mass shooting. We're just praying to God that it's not a white person, and it's not a Trump supporter, and it's not a registered Republican, because all of you will blame us. We're not rooting for terror attacks. We're not rooting for white nationalists to shoot people. We're rooting for peace and safety in the United States of America. But the way to do that is not to go attacking mass shootings. It's to go attacking the border. That's where all the death comes from. They're trying to change the subject. WMD, weapons of mass distraction. The borders where all the death and destruction and crime comes from, they make up 7% of America's population illegals. They're causing 43% of the crime. That's your problem. Don't be distracted. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $400. my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. By the way, if guns are this big issue and, oh, my God, these mass shootings and, oh, my God, white Republicans, they're killing everyone in this country. If it's that severe, how could a Texas GOP congressman not be invited to a CNN town call on the gun crisis? It's such a one-sided attack in an attempt to take down President Trump and the Republican Party in the wake of the horrific mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, in which 31 people were killed combined. CNN will hold a town hall on Wednesday, hosted by Chris Cuomo, and headlined America Under Assault, The Gun Crisis. And the CNN announcement was made on Monday, August 5th. But so far, four members of Texas GOP congressional delegation said they have not been invited to participate in the town hall. Media Research President Brent Bozell released a statement calling for a boycott of the town hall. CNN to host a Cuomo primetime town hall, America Under Assault, The Gun Crisis, but there isn't a Republican invited. I'm calling on all public officials to boycott CNN's disgraceful town hall in El Paso tomorrow night, said Media Research President Brent Bozell. It's nothing more than a partisan political rating stunt, and it dishonors the victims and their families. We saw CNN's town hall following the shooting in Parkland, Florida last year turned into a left-wing anti-gun political rally. There are no indications this event won't be more of the same. CNN's shameless move to politicize this tragedy for ratings is disgraceful. Families are still burying their loved ones. If there's a gun crisis, why aren't they conducting town halls in Chicago or Baltimore? Just what I said. Because Chicago and Baltimore run by Democrats instead of 60 people being shot at once and 60 people every weekend in all separate incidences. What's the difference? You know, it's like if 60 people die in 60 different car accidents today, and you just wouldn't even hear it in the news. But if there's a 60-car pileup and 60 die at once, or 60 are hurt at once, oh, my God, it's the biggest news in America. But there's a town somewhere where 60 people got hurt and killed in a whole day or a whole week of car accidents. Is there really a difference? No. The media loves if it leads, if it bleeds, it leads. So if it's a big event, lots of people get shot all at once, ooh, that's blood, it leads. That's a big story. Anyway, Republicans not even invited to the town hall. How could it be a bipartisan solution when Republicans aren't even invited to participate? By the way, this is Wayne Allyn Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. This is war, and I am on the warpath, man. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot. I love America. America first, America second, America third, America forever. Capitalist evangelist. God bless capitalism. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. God bless America and God bless Trump. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall, and I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, here in beautiful Las Vegas, owned, operated, and founded by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. It's the Ed and Fred Show, dedicated to them. Ed gave me my start in local radio, Fred, in national syndication. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. It's a publicly traded company, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. Make your own educated decision about investing in a stock in the great capitalist Wall Street platform. The most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK. Toll-free, 833-WAR-TALK. It's free to you. 833-927-8255. Root for America is the website where all my commentaries appear. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you can email me anytime. WayneRoot@gmail. And you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. @RealWayneRoot. And by the way, in hour number three, we're on Newsmax TV nationwide. You can find me on DirecTV, Channel 349, Dish, Channel 216, Comcast Xfinity, Channel 1115. Many other cable systems across the USA, including Verizon, Fios, AT&T, UVerse, Spectrum, CenturyLink, Altice, and WOW TV. And if you don't get any of those, go to NewsmaxTV.com, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific every day, Monday through Friday, and Wayne Root's show is on. Boom! Wayne Root, Raw and Unfiltered, 8 o'clock Eastern, NewsmaxTV.com, or get the Newsmax TV app on your phone, free, in either case. You can also find us at Roku and Sling and many others. And you can find me on iHeartRadio, every single Wayne Root show on demand, 24-7. 24-7, 7 days a week, going back a year, iHeartRadio.com.
BlueStar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
BlueStar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. BlueStar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal says materials show the killer had a desire to commit a mass murder.
The individual had a history of obsession with violent ideations to include mass shootings and had expressed a desire to commit a mass shooting.
11 people remain hospitalized in El Paso following Saturday's mass murders. At a hospital news conference on Tuesday, CEO David Shemp talks about their conditions.
Of the 11 patients that were brought to us, 6 of those patients remain in our care, 5 are in stable condition, and 1 remains in critical condition.
President Trump is set to visit both Dayton and El Paso on Wednesday. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 312 points to close at 2630. The NASDAQ rose 107 points to close at 7833. The S&P gained 37 to close at 2882. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You can speak.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, USA Radio, and hour number three, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast. See the shining sea in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. Don't forget, hour number three, Newsmax, in 70 million TV homes, DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together three nights a week. If you don't get Newsmax TV, just call 844-500-6397. Tell your cable carrier that you're unhappy and you want Wayne Root and Newsmax TV. If they don't pick it up, you can go elsewhere. There are other choices like DirecTV and Dish TV. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, and we shall connect you. We've got our guest here. He doesn't need much of an introduction. He is Hogan Gidley. He is one of the most important spokesmen in this country for the President of the United States. Represents our great White House and our great President Donald Trump. Hogan Gidley, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on tonight.
All right. So, I mean, obviously, I opened the show for a half hour now ranting about the fact that, you know, there were mass shootings under Obama. There's lots and lots of murders in this country and crime in this country committed by illegals. There's lots of murders in Chicago and Baltimore and Detroit, Democrat-controlled cities. And nobody ever pins the blame on Democrats. They didn't pin the blame on Obama. It's incredible that they pick and choose what crimes belong to one specific Republican president and all of his supporters and white Americans, as opposed to me, crime doesn't belong to only black people, one race, or only Hispanics, or only Muslims, or only Democrats. When there's a mass murder, it doesn't belong to the Democratic Party. But this was the most incredible last three or four days I've ever seen of playing the blame game to get political donations and to get your ratings up as you run for president against Trump. It was an embarrassment.
It really was. You know, listen, the president has made clear that he and the first lady are going to go into these communities in Ohio and in Texas and offer condolences, pray with these people. You can't imagine, you know, the pain and suffering they're going through right now. And this nation needs to heal in this time. The president took politics out of it. He wants to go talk to the first responders and the medical professionals who worked on these folks, and so many of the citizens who are heroes, who threw themselves in front of some of the survivors as human shields, and the stuff that just warms your heart to be an American. But at the same time, the president, you know, is sad, and he wants to share that sadness with the residents of these communities, but also he wants to share an anger. And he outlined in his speech on Monday the absolute, without a doubt, unequivocal, you know, denunciation of racism, bigotry, white supremacy, and then came up with some ideas that could potentially work to make this country safer, and then talked about, well, healing isn't even on the horizon at this point. We need to come out of this better and stronger as a nation together. And you compare and contrast that within 5 hours of people being gunned down in these communities, Democrats were all over the airwaves spreading lies about this president, saying disgusting things. It was embarrassing, and it was just pathetic. And I think it has really showcased the difference in where we stand and where we want to take this country versus where the Democrats do at this point, and hopefully people are beginning to see that.
I mentioned that the statistics are out, and they're government statistics, that illegal aliens in this country make up 7% of the population, and they commit 43% of federal crimes. And I've never heard anybody blame Democrats, even though they're the ones leaving the borders open and demanding sanctuary cities and demanding these people are not deported, not handed over to ICE. Then they go out and commit another rape, another murder, another robbery, another home invasion, whatever it may be. And you could really make a direct link between the open borders Democrats have made sure happen and the sanctuary cities they've made sure happen and all these crimes by illegals, and nobody makes the case in the media that you could blame Democrats. So how can you make the case that when a guy who's mentally ill happens to be white, happens to have a manifesto against it, respects and goes out and kills people, that's Donald Trump's fault. This has nothing to do with the President of the United States. Nothing.
Yeah, you touched on, that's right, but you touched on a couple of things there, and I think it's important to point out the fact that, you know, the crimes that are committed by illegal aliens are 100% preventable. If we close the loopholes, we fix immigration laws to some type of sane, rational, you know, system, we wouldn't have those crimes. And a lot of people will say, yeah, but Americans commit crimes. Right, and that's the point. We have enough people who
right.
commit evil in this country like we just
saw.
We don't need to import more
yes.
Into this country. And I think that's very important. But look, the blame game here is what's so egregious. The politics being played here is what's so egregious. The person to blame for this, the people to blame for this, are the ones that pulled the trigger. They are clearly mentally ill. They have hate
and
in their heart. And this is unmitigated evil. There is no doubt about that. The president called all of this out, but instead the Democrats want to blame it on the president. And I'll tell you, I'm so sick and tired of saying, listen, I want sane, rational immigration policy so that immigrants can come in here legally, they're protected when they do, and that we also protect American citizens in the process. And if you disagree with that policy, somehow Democrats are saying you're responsible for these shootings. I got to tell you, I know you've talked about this on your show before, we have as well. We would never blame Elizabeth Warren, whose supporter was one of these shooters. We wouldn't blame AOC, who had one of her supporters, using her language about concentration camps, try to commit a terrorist act and blow up a DHS ICE facility. We wouldn't blame Bernie Sanders for the shooter of Steve Scalise and the other conservatives who were warming up for baseball practice. We wouldn't blame Barack Obama for the shootings in Dallas of those police officers.
Yes.
Absolutely. This is the type of behavior. It's not a double standard. We just want it applied equally. If you are saying as a member of the mainstream media that this is the president's fault, then all of these other shootings have to be these other politicians' fault as well. It's so insane because we know the only person who is to blame is the one who committed the crime.
Right, but here's what I'm worried about a little bit. I've never, ever gotten into any big debates with you because, Hogan, I love Trump 99.9% of the time. I'm on his team, and I'm always supporting him, and I always find great angles why he's right. I mean, there's no one in the country who fights more for Trump. I'm a little bit worried right now that President Trump naturally sees these mass shootings, hears the hysterical reaction, sees the people on the left and in the media who are denigrating him, and he's going to overreact now and put in some sort of gun control laws that are going to turn off a lot of our own supporters, and I'm worried about that. I still love Trump. I'll support him. I'll fight for him, but I've gotten so many emails overnight saying if Trump does gun control, I'm leaving the Republican Party. I'm not voting for Trump. So please tell me he's going to do something, but he's going to be measured and careful and not give everything liberals want that could come back and make sure they could take our guns away under the next administration.
Right. That's not going to happen. No one's taking your guns away. The president will always stand for and fight for the Second Amendment. There have been all types of rumors flying around right now. And I know people are unsettled because of this shooting and the way people are responding to it politically. And quite frankly, it's horrible even having a conversation about politics right now. But I will
right.
let you know. You know, the Democrats always call for background checks. We've got to do universal background checks. Well, the problem here is a background check would not have flagged either one of these people to get
Correct.
These guns. So that's first and foremost. Second is, what would have flagged, for example, is the fact that one of these shooters had a rape list and a kill list that basically shut down his high school for a day when he was much younger.
Correct.
The
mentally ill.
You can't see those records and see the mental illness is because HIPAA kicks in and prevents you from going back and seeing those. And I understand there's concern about anybody getting a hold of your medical records, but there are crisis exemptions that can be put in place for this type of behavior. So you can see what is in someone's past and try to prevent a catastrophe in someone's future. That's one way, for example, we're looking at some of this.
And well, I totally agree with you. That's the one thing I think conservatives can agree, that almost every person that does this stuff is a nut job. They're mentally ill. There's something wrong with them. There's something not right. And there's been signs in the past. But But all my conservative listeners and viewers on Newsmax are scared to death, I know, because overnight I must have gotten, I don't know, 200-300 emails. And they all said red flag laws are extremely scary because any liberal could say, Wayne Root is nuts. I heard him on the radio. I'm charging him with being nuts. I want a judge to take his guns away. And before I've had a chance to respond, the judge orders the police to take my guns away. Now I'm completely defenseless, and I got to spend money to go to court to prove I'm not nuts. And we know that liberals think that conservatism is mental illness. So they're going to come after us. Now, I'm hoping you're going to tell me that could never happen. You're going to do it in a way that means if a psychiatrist says you threaten to hurt someone, that's completely different than I disagree with your political views, and I'm waving the red flag on you.
Right. I'm going to harken back to Kavanaugh, okay? You remember when those things came out and Democrats already rushed to judgment and say he's guilty?
Correct.
That's the kind of thought process and mentality we have to avoid if we move anywhere forward on a red flag law. You cannot put the onus on the individual like that. It's got to be, you know, the burden of proof has to be on the person making the claim, okay?
And there's got to be a way to make sure it's not about politics. I mean, it's one thing to say,
yeah,
right, he was in a classroom threatening to rape and murder. Yeah, that guy's mentally ill.
Of course.
He believes in a wall. Oh, Trump and them believe in a wall. We got to take their guns away. They're mentally ill. Got to be real careful. Democrats will try and do that, Hogan. They will.
Absolutely. Like you just said, just because we want sane laws on the books on immigration, now they're saying, well, you're causing these shootings.
Right.
It's a non sequitur. It's ridiculous. And we're going to protect against that.
All right. Hogan Gidley, Deputy White House Deputy Press Secretary for President Donald J. Trump, who we support, we fight for. I want him to do something. I want him to respond to this, but I want to be careful we don't overreact and adopt liberal policies that will come back to bite us. Hogan, thanks for coming on the show. God bless.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event at Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. My doctor suggests the sponsor of this segment of the show. And by the way, in case you haven't noticed, you know, because I get a lot of emails from my fans. They're all great people. They're all great conservatives. They're like me. I'm a great conservative. And I'm conservative on almost every issue in the world. There's a couple of exceptions where I might call myself moderate. But those are social issues. On economic issues, I'm completely conservative. I've always thought on a 1 to 10, I'm a 9.5 when it comes to guns. I won't say I'm a 10, because I'm sure there are people who think you all have a right to have a bazooka and a tank. You know, a nuclear weapon. We have a right to have a nuclear weapon. I think we all have a right to have a gun. I think you have a right to have an assault rifle. I think you have a right to have a semi-automatic weapon of any kind. I think you have a right to those things. You have a right to have anything you want to have within reason. But I'm not a 10 on gun rights because I guess I'm going to have to go along with President Trump that we need to say something in response to these mass shootings, because you don't understand, they're going to happen day after day or week after week or weekend after weekend until everybody in this country is going wild and suburban housewives and women are going to say, Trump's out, forget Trump, and then it's over. We lose the election, it's over. If you don't reelect Trump and Pence, there is no America. We're going to lose everything. So if you need to lock up women votes and suburban housewife votes and suburban mother votes and moderates, pick off a few moderates, independents, and even pick off 5% of Democrats, and you can win the election by doing that, you're going to have to craft a compromise here. Negotiate a very narrow compromise that allows some sort of minor gun registration of maybe assault rifles only, so-called assault rifles, because they really aren't, so-called automatic rifles, because they aren't, they're semi-automatic, but not take them away from anyone. Trump, I don't believe, will ever take them away, but what you say in order to buy one. You got to give your name. Just like I have guns in my house, multiple guns. But I've given my name. I had to take a background check. I don't see why everybody can't do that. That's reasonable. And the red flag law, listen, it's not reasonable. It's a problem because I could say, do you like your insurance? You're going to keep your insurance. It was a total lie. It was fraud, and everybody lost their insurance, including me. So if you like your guns, you can keep your guns. They'll all smile and say it, and then they'll take your guns away. So I understand the red flag law could be a problem because someone could say, Wayne Root is crazy. I want his guns taken away. Well, obviously, that's a ridiculous charge. You can't be crazy and host a three-hour-a-day radio show that, by the way, has monstrous ratings, and by the way, has all kinds of advertisers, and by the way, I'm a great salesman, and by the way, you can't be nuts and pull that off. So obviously I'm not crazy, but if you don't agree with my views, you think my views are crazy, you could actually make that charge and someone would come take my guns away. So it's got to be narrowly crafted to really involve only the word of a doctor, a psychiatrist, who someone was seeing because they have major violent issues. You know, it can't be just the word of your ex-wife who hates your guts. It's got to be a doctor who says you are certifiably crazy, violent, and capable of killing people in a mass murder. Other than that, no one's gun should ever be taken away. But my point is, if Trump doesn't respond with something targeted and narrow like that, so it's not really a red flag law, and it's not really gun registration, it's minor versions of both that Democrats would never agree with. If you don't respond with at least that, you're not going to win the election. You're going to lose all the women and all the suburban women and all the supposed moderates and all the supposed independents, and you can't win. So I'm talking about minor stuff. So my job is not just to scream, no, no, don't do it, Trump. My job is to pull him way towards the right to get something done that's minor, 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 but that can still see him elected. So I'm trying to keep him on the straight and narrow, but not to just say, oh, I am, if you do that, I won't vote for you. You can't do that, folks. You can't do it. It's ridiculous. Donald Trump agrees with us on every issue. 100 issues. He's with us on 98. And you're going to say, oh, if he asks for gun registration of assault weapons, that's it. I'm leaving. I'm not voting for Trump. Are you kidding me? Really? Really? You think someone's going to be with you on every issue 100% to your side and never give in and never compromise and yet win an election where you have to get 51% of the vote? This is the real world, guys. You got to get elected, and to get elected, you need 50.1. You need a majority of the voters, and a majority of the voters are not conservative. You got to get some people in the middle, so you're going to have to give in here a little bit, and I'm trying to make sure it's crafted correctly. And if you tell me I'm wrong and you're leaving my radio show, then you're nuts. You are nuts. Red flag should get you. If you can't accept that, we've got to do something to make sure Donald Trump's reelected and that we get some women votes. Because you know what? You could win 60% of males, and you're still going to lose the election if you lose 61% of females. So you better damn well figure out a way to get 48% of females, something reasonable. You better damn figure out a way to get 35 to 38% of Hispanics. You better figure out a way to get like 9 or 10% of black votes instead of the 8% last time. You better figure out a way to get 30% of the Jewish vote instead of the 25% of last time. There's always got to be some compromise to pick up some people in the middle. Got it? Back to sponsor the show as we head out. My doctor suggests great products have saved my voice. Never missed a moment on the air. 3.5 years. No colds, 3.5 years. No brain fog anymore at all. From early morning to late night, no brain fog. Leaky gut, I can eat whatever I want. Well, I only eat healthy stuff anyway. But it used to make me tired, and I don't get tired anymore. So no more leaky gut, and you get 20% off. Can't buy in the store. You got to call 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Use the promo code root. mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Use the promo code root. Save 20% off. I love My Doctor Suggests.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.